Hi, folks. Apologies. My mother drunk called me from dinner, so, got to field those. Like a year ago, her and I watched season. Oh, thank you, George. Thank you. I knew you'd be, hot off the draw with that one. Anyway, her friends were trying to convince her that I definitely finished Ted Lasso without her. No, I haven't watched. We finished season one and haven't, picked back up. But then I answer the phone, and her friend takes the phone and pretends that I'm telling her that I did finish it. So then my mom grabs the phone back, and she's like, I waited for you. It was something we were doing together. I thought we were going to do this. And I was like, Mom, I haven't watched it. It's fine. So, anyway, that's that. Oh. Right, and then the waitress knows his name. They're like, "Oh, Mr. Nario, welcome back." Was there an update to the audio box? Whoa. Quitting like 2 weeks quitting, or just frickin'. Fascinating. Wow. Yeah. What's next for you? Sick. Wow. So you bluffed the hell out of him? Wow. Where are they? Or where will you be? They have an office. Way to go. Wow.
So,
I'm pumped. Totally. Yeah. Josh really loves the first kiss. So we can all kind of team up and go in, kind of with the same, the four of us. That'd be crazy. Yeah, I've been thinking about coming in the weekend prior and spending the week. So, yeah. Excellent. Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like Vector from Despicable Me. Oh my God. Why do people gotta be having mistresses? I don't understand. That's so tough. Oh, you came back. Dang. All right, well, Josh, guess you're gonna have to. Oh, me now. Okay. Well, I tried to pawn it off onto Josh. That didn't work at all. Well, I'm sure you've got something, you know, ready to go. Oh. Yeah. Oh my gosh. George. Mike is like, hold on, this could work. First, I demoralize. Is it off guard? Oh, no, I have intimidating glare, so I just stare down the baby. So that Josh morally can't attack you? Me? Oh, I'm not in. Should I be in? Is it? It's our regular link, right? Oh, wait, 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 wait. Wait, what is the... Brain? Who the hell is Brain? That's crazy. All right. Josh, we ask for forgiveness, not, you know, permission around here. I'm actually running my game in Faerun. I'm planning on closing the loop on the whole Void Song thing. We'll. It's not Brain. Excellent. You have a head separate from the brain, or is the brain like a merge from your head? Excellent. Fascinating. And your name is Catcher Lockley. Next up, incredibly clean shaven and like buzz cut hairdo, with two little antenna that kind of shoot up and back a little bit, is Lieutenant Thompson. He's got some little like dappled bluish markings on his face. And he's dressed in what looks like vaguely like light militaristic garb, but there's no like symbology on it. It's just kind of dark colored, but gives the aura of some kind of military or army kind of thing. And he's got three different guns kind of strapped over his back, and he just kind of steps up and nods, tries not to look too taken aback by both the brain and seemingly the monstrosity that we're about to hear about next, and just says, just kind of serious, like, "Well met, gentlemen. Lieutenant Thompson." He will answer, "I don't know enough about this world to..." whatever, like some military organization from one of the nearby systems. Yeah, you don't see anything, but he's not. Yeah, he's not afraid to say. Yes, he's in a little bit of hot water at the moment, which is why he's here, but yes. All right, Mr. Dell, you're feeling up for what we've got ahead of us? Okay, very well. Oh, mine's pretty bad. I love it. That would be Lieutenant Thompson, I believe. Shoot, I'll check it. I'll look to the other three. I'll say, gentlemen, I don't know what brought you here today, but it looks like we have somewhere to go. I'm just hoping to get it done. You want to head over? That's true. Oh. I have 10. Oh boy. Right, I will roll. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, excellent. Very convenient. Is there like a button to open the door? Oh, yeah. What's going on the tablet? Any kind of like, is it just asking for a password or? I mean, I will try that, but is there an RFID? I mean, we could try to just ring it. I'll ring, I'll buzz the door. I take a look down at my comm. Was there anything that looked like a password in that coordinate message? Hmm. Yeah, I don't think that's me. We're meant to be here, so why don't you just let us in? Barons. There's got to be like a back room or something that we're supposed to make our way to, I would assume. Mech wizard. God. All kinds of funky effects, though, going on. I don't. Yeah, it's not. No. That lacks tact. I'm telling you, there's got to be a lounge area. I'm gonna like properly enter the space and look to see if they have like curtained off areas or, separate rooms, maybe quieter spots. It was a 21. Yeah. Right, of course. I thought it was just a, because it was kind of, anyway, I'll t take back. I'll send, I've arrived. The others are here as well. Oopsies. Okay, then I'll go up to whoever is guarding that post and speak Cyber Carrot to them. Yes, could you point us in the right direction, ma'am? It felt to me like it was a secure, you know, one-way kind of thing, but I was... I'll take a seat. I was thinking the same thing. Right. Well, I was going to ask, how are we supposed to get there? I mean, we don't have the kind of transport to navigate something like that. If we're going to get the job done, I think that's what's going to have to happen. Of course. You got fuel in it for us? Right. Any tips you could share? Anything else you know except the location? Charming. You know, I wasn't aware that the location of the celestial array was known. Of course. All right. And if we bring this thing back, we're good. We're square. Oh, Jesus Christ. I think nail, I think. Very well. All right. Tanner doesn't know what a UBP is. Nice. I'll quickly jog over to the beater ship, and answer the call. Oh, I'm right in front of the ship you sent us to here. That you see, we're getting ready to, and I'm showing him only the beater ship in the frame. Yeah, fair. Would this be okay, because I think that that's my deception DC that he rolled, if that matters. But I'll roll instead, because maybe I'll do better. Nope, I did worse. Frick! Absolutely. You know, the thing is, we just really want to maximize our chances of success, get you your bonus, get ourselves cleared and out of here. So. It's got less legitimate credentials. Course. What do the different levels of battery mean? Ah. Whoa. I have an undermounted grenade launcher. Yeah. Can I get the name of the grenade one more time? Oh, you can do that. Oh, you're the GM. Very well. Sure. I can co-pilot because I have decent piloting. Yes, of course. If I were to count it out in a number, I would call it 15 piloting. Famously, yes. No. Yeah, just gonna stick. I'm not going to stunt here. I actually don't. I don't really know any of the stunts. But let me make a piloting check. Twenty-five. Is there somewhere that I can look at, like, what the stunts are? It's just like a page in there, so I can probably find it. I have the PDF open. I do have a thing. Yeah. For now, I'm gonna try to just do this the right way. Yeah. Brain, Brain, do you think you'd have a good time making this seem like less stolen of a craft? Is it a computer check? Oh, there's a action called run over in piloting. That's fun. Is tactical not in indicative of its level? Ooh. Yeah, it was decent. Let me find it. 25. Yeah, definitely. I don't think they're very expensive. I was going through the items. I was like, I guess I should have one of these. Yeah. Thank you. Very well. I am an expert in piloting. But am I just rolling twice, or you need more than one person to roll? I see. All right. They're both bad. Should I use a hero point so we don't get lost day one? I guess we'll just suffer the consequences for now. We've both rolled. Mr. Dell, this isn't what I was expecting to see. Right. Do you have any idea where we are now so that we can get back on course, or have we immediately been lost? So, you think we should continue onward, or should we retrace our steps back to the station? Oh, jeez. This is going to be a short one shot. We're rolling so bad. Why are we rolling so bad? Brain, can you assess the damages to the ship? Are we still able to achieve faster than light travel? Okay. Custom fit, one of a kind. I presume. No, I can't pilot like this. I mean, I don't see any objects besides that little thing of ice that hit us in any direction, so I think we're relatively safe to rest, you know. I don't have another 8 hours of travel back to the station. I think we rest. What do you think? I'll do it. I will do it. All right. Oh. Can I take over the from the autopilot and just try to shift this over a little bit and see if this thing also corrects its course to keep coming at me? Twenty-seven. Nice. All right. John, I need you to plot another course. And all right, so he's made his nav check. Now I need to make my actual driving, whatever. Yeah, what's are our surroundings any different once we reach the end of the day's journey, or is it also pretty open around here? Is it, and this is just like a general world question, is that like an expensive thing to do to like dock a ship for an evening? So you think we should just stay out here in the... Very well. Camping in the ship again tonight. Sick. I think all right, pause, tee me up. Oh. Oh, was it like Viridian Expanse or something? Well, so the ship is still spinning. Does it appear that there, does it have like an energy signature that we can read? Like, is it, is there power coming from it? Is that even a thing? Can we like scan it or something? That's no moon. Interesting. You said there's some purple as well. Is it similar purple to that weird rock that almost hit us last night? or two nights ago. I'll turn to the floating brain, and I'll say, does this kind of anomaly mean anything to you? There was actually a small one the other night that almost hit the ship. You're an expert in laser hockey. I have warfare lore, so not very helpful in this scenario. That's pretty sick. I was not expecting that to be a thing. I don't have a lot of intelligence, so my lore is pretty bad, but we'll see what happens. I mean, if you roll high on the die, it works out. I guess we can approach the moon first and just try to get information. All right. I'll try to get us within range of the infosphere on the moon. Happy to. Oh, close one. Was it a purple rock? Uh-oh. Catcher, are you seeing... are there, like... Does the weapon system give you different kind of sight lines? Is that a thing? Can I still see where I want to go, like towards the moon, or has it been like? I guess I just keep going for now. Try to get out of the interference. Are you kidding me? I put the ship in an autopilot such that it just kind of stabilizes in this area. And then I turned to Lockley was not carrying any guns, but he it's kind of like a big dude, is that right? I go, Lockley, do you take point? Is that something you could do? All right, I'm right behind you. Let's move out. Well, I figured we were going to sleep somewhere else. I just didn't know we had to actually. Yeah. Is there an active encounter? Oh, I have a thing. Hold on, hold on. Oh, no, we'll do it next time. Everybody rolled already. No, they aren't. But I have a thing where I can pick someone to, and we both roll initiative and we get to both go with the higher roll. But it feels unfair to call that out after you guys have rolled, so. Excellent. Oh, are you? You want to watch out yourself? I don't. No, but I'll do it for you. Yeah, I guess we didn't discuss it. We just both kind of. I liked the idea of the like control, like command the battlefield kind of thing. I suppose. You could give directives too to like if I do a certain thing, it can give you a boost to do that same thing. Sort of. We'll get there. Oh boy. That's tough. Okay. Is this like floor to ceiling wall here such that I can't see him from there? You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'll go to here, and then I will use get 'em on this one right here. Can I drag this onto him? Does that do it? I tried to drag it onto him. I don't know if that did anything. Well, I have to do my next thing first. Technically. You do want it to have get him, and then I am going to attack him to activate the lead by example, which will increase damage if I hit. I shoot him with my acid dart rifle, and I miss. Okay, technically the lead by example does not require me to hit, which means my allies still gain a +1 circumstance bonus to damage rolls against this guy. That'll be all. He's attacking Mr. D with this one. Oh no, that's me again. I've been critically hit. I think he rolled a natural 20. I will take the damage. Did you crit this already, George? So I should hit double. Oh, okay. Thanks, very kind. Ouch. Okay. I will step. And then I will actually on the one up by catcher, I will do a demoralize. Oh, I succeeded. I have a thing. I believe he's also suppressed. With suppressing insults, on a successful demoralize, your opponent is suppressed for as long as it remains frightened from your demoralize. You take a -1 circumstance penalty on attack rolls and a -10 foot status penalty to your speed. I can try to drag it onto him if you want, because I have the effect here. That's two actions, so last thing I will do is try to shoot him with my gun. Let's go. That's it. Damage, roll recovery check. Oh, pretty bad. Oh. Yikes. Who's he going for? I'll use my reaction to give him +2 to his AC against this attack. Well, totally epic. All right. Seems like Mike and I built pretty similar characters. If you, in the skills, under medicine is treat wounds, and then it asks you. All right. Well, it looks like you succeeded, so I'll just apply that healing to myself. Thanks for that. Yeah. I'm in a scary place. The first thing I definitely need to do is step. And then I think I'm just going to shoot the one on the left. Ooh, I've done it in a critical manner. Sweet. And then I think I just need to get farther away. So I will go over. Well, I'm going to go here because I'm going to assume there will be a little more movement before my next turn. All right. And we're communicating because we're battling together. All right, I'll go there. I will go there. Oof. Ugh. I'll do the plus two on this one. Oh, well, didn't matter. Right. Take your decaying damage first. Right. What do I want to do? Well, I'll do. I guess first I'll try to demoralize him. And he's suppressed. And he's depressed because he's going to die. Oh, yes. I just have to reach into my character sheet. And then I will use Get 'em. Also on that same mother hecker and give him lead by example. 'Cause now I'm gonna shoot him with my gun. Successfully. I'm going to add 3 damage its circumstance. That's because of the lead by example. 17 points of acid damage from the acid dart rifle. That's it, Frick. That was 3 actions. I continue to bleed. Oh my God. I think he has to be alive to make a fort save. You should have a added +1 damage. It's okay. Oh boy. There wasn't a button. There is a thing. We just had to figure our strategy out. Well, the problem was we went ahead of catcher. It's really... I think maybe you and I will share initiative rolls for the rest of this so that we both roll and take the higher result. Yeah. 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 We should retreat a little, you think? Oh, I do not feel fine. I wasn't planning on it, and then I was like, I mean, I have a slot to take a general feat. Might as well just have it. Oh, I bought a couple med patches. Although I only have one in my inventory here. But, yeah, and then we rest and get, like, most half of these hit points back anyway, so... All right. Then we're going to do it for real next time. Escape pods is clean as hell. More like belongs in the trash. I like that I'm a Navi from Avatar. What are you going to do? Astrozoan. Are there races that are not in the PDF? Ah. Fascinating. Yeah, we Thanks. I'm excited to see the rest of the maps. George, do you remember what I had that you decided to give me the demon mask instead? Oh, was it the vocal amplifier? Yeah, that's one of the augmentations. Yeah, I don't see it either when I look it up. Yeah, fascinating. That's fine. I'm not really... I just had money to spend. Yeah, they... Yes, so my actual vision is slightly longer, like in the four-ish potential session range, if we're cool with that. I'm close to sending a like little intro thing that can get, you know, wheels turning, if, yeah. So, be on the lookout. I don't think I have notes from that one shot. if the back's going to fall off. George, are you is next week probably it? Yeah, maybe I'll start, and then if I get, overwhelmed, we'll let Mike go in the middle. That'd be crazy. Heck yeah. We are a little bit stupid, and so sometimes things take a little longer than they should. Well, it felt much more Starfinder for me to ring the door than to knock on the door. Yeah. Well, good stuff, George. Thanks for, learning all this and, letting us explore. Yeah, have a good night, guys.